What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brendan Lynette. I forgot to test my audio, so holy shit. I hope everything sounds good. I usually try to do a test to at least make sure I can see the bars lighting up. My ears are starting to pop a little bit, so I could hear more of an echo. Not 100%, but it's definitely better than it was. So what are we gonna get into today? I think a great place to start is just something I still am witnessing in myself, something that, is a recurring thought that I overcome, and that is self-sabotage. I think we're all guilty of it. Like, there's some part of our inner conscious that makes us feel like we don't deserve the things, or like what we have is enough and we have to be better if we want to deserve more. And especially like we've got, every time you turn around, you're looking at someone else's idea of perfection, someone else's idea of success, someone else's idea of beauty. It's insane. Constantly with the ads everywhere, you need this, you should be taking this, you should be wearing this, you should be acting this way, you should be acting that way. Like, when has anyone ever just said you're okay exactly the way you are? Like, I've never seen an ad come up on any of my platforms where it's like, hey, you're doing a great job, you're just fine the way you are, because there's no money in that. That's it. We're playing this game of whoever has the most toys wins, but no one's really winning. No one's winning. And we're preying on people's low self-esteem. Like I was talking about yesterday, when, people are wanting to make that quick buck, they're selling themselves, they're selling out. Okay. They're selling their souls to take advantage of the lowest point people are at in their lives. And what happens is then we start doing it to ourselves. Not only are we putting ourselves out there to for the world to devour us, I mean, literally, if we're struggling with self-esteem, we use that self-sabotage as a means to, it's like you're making reality align with what you believe on the inside, and it's a total defense mechanism. Okay, this is a trauma response. Like, if I would sabotage a relationship, it's because I told myself it was going to end anyway. Because what was the story? Everybody loves me, nobody likes me. So if they really knew who I was, this would be over. And I would just sabotage it because then I would feel like I was in control of that failure and I could predict the outcome. Instead of them rejecting me first, I was doing the rejecting as a way to protect myself in that measure. But our low self-esteem is playing a part in what we're doing to destroy our current conscious reality, our current chance at peace and happiness and joy. We're constantly telling ourselves we're not good enough, and we just nobody likes to fail. You guys, oh my God, my dogs are driving me nuts. I'm super distracted. Un momento, not that you're gonna know I'm gonna leave, but I'm about to pause this bitch and go yell at some assholes. Let me just tell you what these fools do, okay? Because it drives me fucking crazy. So we've got the Rottweiler, and then we have my daughter Shepsky. Okay, he's a shepherd husky mix. Both gorgeous dogs, and they're just babies. Yes, we love them to death, but there's also times where they annoy the fuck out of me, like now. So what'll happen is one of them, and it's mostly the Rottweiler lately, like he wants to be outside and the Shepsky doesn't. So they will scream at the door. The Rottweiler will scream at the door till I let him outside. And if the Shepsky doesn't come, he stands out there. He won't come in because he's very stubborn. So I shut the door and I come back in here. And then they're both screaming on both sides of the door because they want to be together, but one wants to be outside, one wants to be inside. So then I let them inside. And then it's the same thing. They're screaming to go outside. So then the Shepsky will go outside and the Rottweiler will not. And you guys, this is the game they play all day. And it's not like one of them can come inside. When they're ready to come in, one comes in and the other waits till I shut the door and walk away. And then he taps on it. Okay. Like they play me. They play me, they get away with it, but I mean, they're driving me fucking nuts right now. They're about to end up have to go to bed early. That's going to be what happens because I cannot hold a clear thought, okay? So, I don't even know what I was talking about, okay? Self-sabotage comes through us for a lot of reasons, and it is definitely low self-esteem that lights the match, okay? This is the catalyst in the fire that burns inside of us to destroy everything good that can come towards us, okay? Because we don't like to fail. We don't like to fail. So if we self-sabotage everything, we don't have to try our hardest and we still don't have to meet those high expectations because we aren't risking disappointment. We know everything's going to fail. Everything fucks up. And that's, I got really comfortable there, you guys. I am the queen of that. Another thing that stops us, and I think this keeps us from like reaching our true potential, not just with like business success, but personal success, like who you are as a person, changes intimidating, even if you're doing it for the good. Because what's familiar, this is where we're safe. Even if we're like super uncomfortable and we're not having a great time in life, okay, we feel safe. And change is fucking scary. It's intimidating. So we fear the unknown. And what's going to happen is like once we start to venture outside that comfort zone, we get a little scared and we subconsciously pull back right to the safety zone, sabotaging any progress that we've made. You know, they always say, why do you take 2 steps forward and 5 steps back? Or whatever they say, 1 foot forward and 2 steps back. That's self-sabotage, 1,000%. So we've got to get to the root of self-sabotage, and that's how you start to overcome it. And like I said, you guys, I find because this was such a huge factor, this was a huge part of what I chose as my identity when I was struggling. Self-sabotage. I chose that. I chose rejection and self-sabotage. That was it. That's what identified me. That was the core of who I was. And if you would have asked me, 6 years ago, that would have been how I described myself. Well, I self-sabotage and, I face rejection every day of my life, you've got to get to the root. And I'm peeling away those layers. It wasn't like one day I decided to stop self-sabotaging and then everything magically worked out for me. That's not how the fuck it happened. In fact, I still will wake up from like this little subconscious, vacation. And I'm like, oh shit, you're really fucking shit up for yourself. Even now, I have some decisions. I told you guys we're going through some changes. My family's going through some changes. Things are happening behind the scenes. And any change, no matter how big or small, it is uncomfortable. Okay. So we're in an unknown territory right now. We're not sure of a few things and, making those decisions because I still have that, little part of me that is afraid to fail. I get afraid to burn bridges. And I feel like if you're really going to live your passions and you're going to go crazy when it comes to your dreams, sometimes you have to light those bitches up. Because if I have a safety net, bitch, I cling to it. I am human. I know you guys thought Brandon Lynette was some superhuman. She had it all figured out. She could let go. She could do the things. Yeah, I do a lot of scary shit, but there's always a part of me in some aspect of my life that has my foot on the life raft. Okay. So I get the self-sabotage, but I see the signs. And right now, through this season of change, a decision has to be made. And I am very aware now of the thought process of who I was when I used to self-sabotage. It's easy to go back to that. Thank God that I'm back to microdosing. Thank God that I'm back to this awareness and I can call myself out on the bullshit. Okay. Because that's one thing I will never fuck around with. Okay. When I know that I'm fucking up, I own it. I own it 1,000%. Like, yes, I will own my shit. So I will call myself out on that. But what are some of the signs of self-sabotage? Like we procrastinate. I'm procrastinating on a decision. I do need to make a solid decision to help build the foundation in the next direction my family is headed. I need to do that. And I am just feeling so indecisive. Indecisive. And, I'm not praying directly because I feel like I know the answer. And it's like sometimes you don't want to hear You don't want to hear the truth of what the answer is. So you play this avoidance game, another sign of self-sabotage. Okay. The negative self-talk, absolutely your internal dialogue. If you're being super critical and having this expectation of perfection, that's society's problem. Let those people give a fuck. Okay. Let the keyboard warriors hold everybody accountable to that. Those people that are living in their mom's basement or, fucking grown ass men playing video games and jumping on the internet to troll people, like, huh. Come on, you guys. Okay. We don't give a fuck about that. So let those people deal with all of this expectation for level of perfection. Another big sign of self-sabotage is when you are isolating. I know that I pull away from my husband on times that I'm self-destructive, 1,000%, because I can't lie to him. And I'm not just going to be like, hey, I'm blowing up my entire life. So if I just pull away from him and I create that distance, then I don't get held accountable and the shit doesn't end up in my thing. Okay. So in a time of stress, if you are really just pulling into yourself, crawling into yourself, that's a huge sign of self-sabotage. Okay. Those unattainable standards, waiting for things to be perfect, I'll be happy when that shit doesn't work. And if you're, this massive self-sabotage guru, if you know what I'm talking about, you can relate to all the parts of your life that you've blown up, you can't handle criticism and you deal with regret 90% of your life because you're not taking these chances because you just think everything's going to fuck up and blow in your face. But the thing is, we always can ask, what if it goes wrong? And we hardly ever ask the question, like, what if it goes right? What if it doesn't work out? But what if it does? And I've learned that. I've learned that. And I've been pretty disciplined about bringing that into my awareness and into my internal dialogue to just say, what if this does work out? Because sometimes that's scarier. I had to work through that process as well. Success is scary because it's unknown. And then, everyone's constantly telling you, like, with success comes great responsibility. And so you're thinking like the baggage is going to get worse and the weight is going to get harder to bear. And you're already like flailing out here, just trying to fucking balance life and drink your water and take care of your kids and do whatever. Our shit's already full, right? So they're telling us that if we get better at this shit, that we're going to carry more shit. No thanks. I'll stay cozy and safe where I don't have to handle the weight. But that's not the truth, okay? So how do we combat this idea of self-sabotage? Like, how do we protect ourselves from that? And you guys, I think next week would be a great week to jump into mindfulness because that is the key. You have to be present in the moment to be able to understand like these triggers, these patterns. The awareness is crucial because you want to catch yourself before you get into that moment of, self-sabotage. Lots of ways to practice mindfulness, staying in the present moment. There are so many ways. I bitch, you could go to Google. Okay. That's a whole other episode for us right now. Positive affirmations are really big for me. I do journal every single day, and there is a point in my journaling where I do write out the important affirmations, things I truly believe, though. Okay. Because I've learned to change the dialogue in my head, and I've with the microdosing, you guys, that has, I mean, the shift is amazing. Okay. Because I'm not default mode back into self-destructive habits. I can have a different conversation, have a different outcome, have a different outlook. But setting those goals is, you've got to set them in a way where you are allowing yourself all the grace. And I will say this to you all the time. You have to give yourself the grace. Okay. You're going to get more confident when you achieve things. So I say start out small because you're going to start increasing your self-confidence. And that's what we want, the good self-esteem. We want the confidence. We want to own the room. We want to own our lives. That's it. But you've got to focus on your daily habits. That means, like, how are you treating your body? How are you treating your mind? What are you feeding your soul? All of this matters. The food you're eating, that shit affects your mood. That affects your self-esteem. It affects all the things. I'm still not a size zero, but I guarantee I feel a hell of a lot better now than I did 6 months ago. And I've always, like, I have always, always just let that shit weigh me down. And if I didn't feel good, I would do something that made me feel worse. You know, if I'm not feeling good, great. It's a great day to start drinking vodka at noon because I already feel like shit. So fuck it. Let's just not feel anything, you know? And I would go through life like that. Now there's this conscious awareness. I'm not poisoning my body with this shit. I'm owning sobriety. I'm owning, you know, a commitment to the gym. I'm owning what it is to eat, you know, focusing on making sure I'm getting all my protein. If you know Brandon Lynette, you know this bitch doesn't worry about water. She drinks too much as it is. So that's not a thing. Okay. That's a priority in my life. And I do that. But I focus on other things. Like, am I reading the Bible every day? Am I journaling every single day? Am I writing my affirmations every single day? These are the things that make you feel good. And every day I do this, I'm feeling more confident in who I am, 1,000 times more confident. Holding yourself accountable, finding someone that's going to hold you accountable. I have asked my husband to work out with me for a decade. Okay. And we're finally doing it. We're finally working out together. And I love it because we hold each other accountable. You know, he knows he has to show up because I'm going to be there. And the same thing, I know I have to show up because he's going to be there. When, you know, there was a point where my husband was sick and, you know, he's like, I got to get back at this. And then all of a sudden I got the ear infection. So I was out and, you know, there was a point where he's like, all right, you got to get back at this. So it's just holding each other accountable. And you've got to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would your best friend. Everybody has a setback. So instead of losing yourself in the self-talk and, you know, destroying yourself further, like acknowledge, boom, this went wrong. This is something I can learn from this and move the fuck on. That's it. Move on. We're done carrying trauma with us every day. Okay. We're releasing all that and we're learning to stay in this present current moment because that's what matters. Present current moment. Are you guys worried about shit that happened yesterday? Because you shouldn't. That shit doesn't matter. You don't get a do-over. You can't take it back. Same thing with what happened years ago. But here we are still acting like, you know, that 16-year-old that got hurt. That's how we're responding to people. If we could just get back into that present moment, what are the things that matter? It's a weird week for me because all my kids went back to school. Not all my kids, my two oldest left. And, you know, we have this pending change in our family. So I'm just feeling some kind of way. Okay. There's a bunch of emotions there that I'm letting process. And I don't like all of them. Okay. I'm not having a great time with all of this. Just, I don't know. There's just it's but I'm staying in that current moment because I can't worry about tomorrow. And so it was a matter of waking up today and saying, okay, what can I focus on? Because I'm not having a great time. So I need to change the radio station in my mind. And I need to focus on what's important. What's important? My kids, my girls are here. Let's get our school done. You know, do devotions with the boys. Let's, you know, play games. Like my kids are obsessed with the memory game. Alex got one for Christmas. And so yeah, these kids tear my ass up with that game. Like they're so good at it. So, you know, I played some games with them this morning and just brought myself back to that current moment. So what are the things I can control so I'm not spiraling out of control and I'm not doing things that are going to be toxic for myself? Literally, you know, we had a bunch of boxes in the back room from Christmas. I got that all taken care of. It's just focusing on in the moment, how do you feel? Look, okay, I've got these emotions that need to process. I have to give them room to breathe. What makes me feel good in the meantime? I love hanging out with my babies. Okay. I love that. Little things like that, just staying current, staying present. Okay. I could go on the couch, lay there, watch Netflix, feel sorry for myself, try to distract myself from current reality. And that's not going to get me anywhere either. So, one step at a time, one choice at a time today, your job is to do the next right thing. So things are going to be changing. There's everybody's life should be changing right now. Okay. That's what we do. We grow, we change, we evolve. We do things that, you know, are going to better us in that framework, whatever that looks like. Doesn't always feel good. So it's just taking yourself from one moment to the next. And that's what I did, just staying conscious, staying present, not trying to overthink, well, what if this doesn't work out? Or what if, you know, whatever. there's a lot of things that can come up with our current situation that I could just go on about instead of just like, hey, girl, this is working out. It's going to work out. Everything always works out for me. And I cling to that. Part of my affirmations tonight when I just did my journaling, absolutely clinging to that. And then in my Bible reading for the day, I have a whole schedule for the entire year. I read again about, Lot's wife, how they were told to leave the city and not look back. Because God was gonna smite the city, okay? Wipe it off the board, wipe it off the map. And what do you know? She looked back and she died. And I feel like we are figuratively dying every time we're looking back. A little piece of you just dies. There is no point. We have to stay looking forward and not looking forward and trying to control everything, not trying to work out how it's all gonna work out. Because we can't do that, but we stay focused on what is the main goal. Okay. We want to make decisions that are going to better our family. That's the main goal. So we do the little things. What are the little things here and there that are going to get us there? And then you stick to those goals every day that keep you in the present moment and the goals that are going to continue the journey of growing into the best version of yourself, growing into the best version of yourself for your family, whatever that looks like for you, wherever you're at. So it's possible, okay? And yes, it's a mess, bitch, okay? Nobody has it 100% figured out, but at least you guys know you're not alone, okay? You're not alone in the chaos, in the crazy, in the self-destruction ha the self-destructive habits that, everybody struggles with this. Everybody struggles with this. Maybe not on a scale that is obvious to us. But people do struggle with this, okay? Heal your trauma. Figure out the core issue of your issues, okay? Work on your self-esteem. Work on your confidence. This is the shit that matters. Stay mindful. Mindful, present moment, okay? Even if that's hour to hour, what does that look like for you, okay? I love you guys. My dogs are quiet now and I'm nervous. So I'm gonna get off of here so I could just get them handled. I'll see you guys tomorrow.